Hello, it's the 24th of May. I'm Steve-O. This is your Bedford News in 100 seconds. Problems with an underground electric cable left hundreds of homes and businesses without power on Friday. Over 300 customers in Cotton End lost power at about 8 a.m. according to UK Power Networks. A large mobile diesel power generator was driven to the site and provided power while the cable was repaired. A resident said, "The constant background noise is very intrusive. If the wind blows in the wrong direction, houses can be filled with diesel fumes." A UK Power Networks spokesman said, "Engineers work quickly and safely to restore power in stages. We apologise for any inconvenience caused." Power to all residents was restored by about 11 a.m. Firefighters were called to a property on Saturday to free Coco the cat after her tail became trapped and mangled in an electric reclining chair mechanism. Firefighters dismantled the chair, but some of the gears were embedded in her tail, so she was rushed to the vets where it had to be amputated. Incidents of pets, young children and even adults being injured by electric chairs are becoming increasingly common, with people urged to be extra cautious. Beds Police and Crime Commissioner Festus Akinbusoi approved funding for a fourth mobile digital forensic lab. The vans are used on site in cases of cybercrime, including online child abuse cases, to scan computers, mobile phones, USB sticks and other digital media to quickly identify if any of them are involved in crimes, without the need to take them to the police station for investigation. The commissioner said, "My priority is the safety of our residents and I am committed to equip our officers with all the tools they need to do exactly that." Wine and spirit venue The Blue Glass in Bedford welcomes a new general manager with a nose for fine wine. Nicolina Josheva, a Michelin star sommelier who worked for 15 years on USA cruise ships. Booking starts in a week. That's it for today. I'll be back tomorrow with your Bedford News updates.